what's important to a person and what's important for a person. So what are a few things that are important to you and what are a few things that are important for you?
To you, mostly my family, my friends, and the things that are important for me is just having the right support. Those are the important things. That's what I need. I need to be supported.
Can I ask another question to kind of piggyback on that?
Yep.
So what I just heard you say was, what's important to me is mostly my family and my friends, and what's important for me is having the right supports. So do you feel like the things that are important for you are things that you're identifying or that other people are identifying for you, or is it a collaborative effort?
It's a collaborative effort. It's both.
It's both. How do you think you'd feel if all the things that were important for you were things that other people told you were important for you?
Yeah, I was like that. I'd be like, wait, I need to be asked what's important to me. I need to be involved in that process.
Yeah. To create that balance.
The idea behind important to and important for is rather simple. However, applying it and carrying out this process to find that balance is more than just listing out what you have identified. The important to and important for process is a collaborative effort. It must involve the person in order for that balance to be achieved.